Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's the best.
You love that one, huh?
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah, I know.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studios, the Jim Bob Show game day edition. And Jim Bob, all the weeks in the NFL are eventful. They are all big. It is America's pastime at this point. But when history meets opportunity, meets destiny, and then you have all that is Bears-Packers.
Yes, sir. Here we are, Bears-Packers. And, you know, it's an interesting week, Dane. We've got some people basically that are getting ready to coach for January. And then we've got others that are getting their resumes ready for LinkedIn. So here's the deal. This is going to be a great one. This is like the family shows up at a family gathering and it's a family argument. Everybody's pissed off. You know, they show up, man. It doesn't matter. It previously doesn't matter about the records. This is going to be one of those games. This time it matters. Whoever wins clinches to go to the playoffs. This has been a long time coming, okay? And we've got it right in front of us right here in 2025. You know, it's going to be a fantastic game. I will tell you, I think that the game is going to be very, very close. It comes down to what team doesn't make mistakes. I think that the Green Bay Packers defense is more solid. I think they make less mistakes than the Chicago Bears defense. And I think this is going to be defense wins this game.
Well, you mentioned it. You know, they always say, hey, for this game, you got to throw the record books out, right? It's just one of those things that matters because it's a huge rivalry. This is the first time that I can remember that both teams were significant, that were relevant at the same time. You had 85 Bears. We would talk with Kevin Butler. He's like, we beat them like 10 years straight, right? Then Brett Favre came along, and then it was like 20 years straight of Packers dominance over the Bears. And now you have legitimately solid teams that are going to be great for the next 10 years. This is going to be a head-to-head matchup for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. It's unfortunate that Micah Parsons is injured and not for sure what Watson's position is going to be. And I haven't even read the injury report today. But I think the fact of it is that, you know, the Packers were a pretty good team before Micah Parsons arrived. And when he got there, boy, everybody thought that this is the one ingredient that the Packers needed to get to the Super Bowl. So they were a good team before he got there. They're going to be a pretty darn good team without him on the field. But no team, in my opinion, is better with not having Micah Parsons on the field. And in the first game, Micah Parsons had an impact and Watson had an impact. So without those two key players in this game, you know, it certainly sets up for, it looks like, I don't even understand how the Packers were favored. But apparently somebody else feels the same way I do, that the Packers are going to squeeze this one out somehow.
Yeah. Well, you look at the other person on the other key player in this, not only the fan bases, right, and all that history, but the home field advantage, Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra. It gave them the edge. Now this game comes back to Soldier Field, a rabid fan base that sees blood in the water, right, with everything that's happened with the Packers. And this is the opportunity for the Bears to take it all back.
It is, you know, and this is grown men football week, man. This is what you live for. This is what we call clinch week. And so clinch week, we got 9 teams that could punch their ticket to get into the playoffs. And so it's super exciting weekend of football, you know, starting Saturday. And we've got Philadelphia versus the Commanders. Philadelphia is going to walk away with that game in the second half. And then the nightcap on Saturday is this Bears versus Packers. I love it that the NFL has finally got it to the point where, hey, they understand Saturday NFL finally recognizing that Saturday in the NFL is a great time for grown men to make bad football decisions.
Here, we would be remiss if we did not mention this is very important, obviously, to the team and to us and to El Bandido Yankee. And you've got two great young teams going to contend for the next 10 years. You've got another team that won three Super Bowls, contended forever. The end of an era, a dynasty dissolving. You've got the Chiefs. How do you feel about that? Because I think you got to look at it as, wow, what a great run. They can't all last forever. But again, it's a little sad. Chiefs, I think it's over.
Well, it's over this year, Dane. Thank you.
Not forever.
Yeah. No, it's definitely over this year. But, you know, we had the suite there in Kansas City with El Bandido Yankee and won a parlay for, you know, we got to go to, you know, five Super Bowls since we've had that suite. I think pretty much it was all about El Bandido Yankee that pretty much
was propelling them to success.
Fueled them. I don't want to brag about it. But no, it is. It's unfortunate. Mahomes will come back. He'll be stronger than ever. You know, I had two terrible triad injuries in my career. I had three altogether.
You came back to host this show.
Came back. Yeah, you can come back. No, Mahomes is going to be fine. He'll probably come back stronger and better and more focused. But he'll be back in September sometime. I mean, the Chiefs will bring him along. But, you know, the Chiefs, you got to look at it, is that we saw some rebuilding this year. Look what the Patriots did with Vrabel. You know, that was a new coach, came in, changed the whole culture. Look what Ben Johnson's done. So, you know, the question is, can the Chiefs rebuild as fast as those teams? Well, those two teams got new coaches. And so, you know, they got new systems, a new way to look at things. The Chiefs have Andy Reid, which has been a winning formulation. But is Andy ready to spend the next couple of years rebuilding the Chiefs? If they lose Andy Reid and bring somebody else in, I'm just not for sure who the candidate is if Andy Reid decides, you know what, I don't want to go through the rebuilding process.
I think if you let him sort of ride it out and you let him continue and you still have Patrick Mahomes, I think still relatively young, I think you just got to go with that blueprint of the Patriots. You look at Tom Brady, came back and played with many other teams still with that one essential ingredient, Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes could be that. Kelsey's not going to be there anymore. A lot of these other guys aren't going to be there anymore, but I feel like his versatility, and of course Andy Reid, right? They just will be a new, different team. Maybe it might take a couple of years, but I think they'll be back.
Well, I'll tell you what they need to do is that I said this to Jeff Christensen, who's Patrick Mahomes' throwing coach, and I don't know that I can tell you one team where the starting quarterback had to run out of the pocket as much as what I saw Patrick Mahomes have to do this year. It was never a situation where I felt that he was able to sit in the pocket and get comfortable on the majority of the series. It seemed like he was always having to step in the pocket and then exit left or right and get out. That's not what I call protecting my $55 million quarterback. So I think the Chiefs have got to, and we had injuries on the line too. Let's, you know, be fair to that, but really getting a stable front up front to protect that $55 million investment. I think that needs to be the Chiefs' first priority.
You know, they may not be winning games, but they'll always win undefeated at the tailgate with the undefeated flavor of El Bandido Yankee. When it comes to the Bears and the Packers, the fans, they're always going to win with the big tailgate that's going to happen with the bus before the game. Of course, Jim Bob, you'll be there. El Bandido Yankee will be there, and we will be here right after this break. Keep it here. It's the Jim Bob Show, Game Day Edition.